Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Lucas and I here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Lucas. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the listeners, all the Irish out there. I have my my little coat on.
You look great.
Thank you. This is my, of course, as you remember, our 100th episode suit.
This is.
And it is back. Better than ever.
Did you iron this?
No, not at all. It's very wrinkly.
Yeah.
I think if I ironed this, it would just burn.
Yeah, dude, it is so thin.
It's so cheap. Like, this is the cheapest suit ever made.
It looks like if God was like not like an alien, alien was able to have God's powers and just like, suit.
Yep.
This is what a suit is.
This is suit. Yeah. And it's like, there's a reason this was only like $40. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it came with the pants too, right?
And it came with the pants. The pants are awful. Really bad.
I bet they hurt.
They do. I'm gonna rip them. I don't plan on wearing them again, but I might rip them.
Why not wear them?
Because I don't want to be uncomfortable.
We're gonna have 1,000th subscriber party. By the way, you guys can get in on that. We're gonna have 1,000th subscriber.
We should do a 1,000 subscriber like live something, like a marathon or something.
Yeah, we should. What if we gave something away to our 1,000th subscriber?
That'd be cool. What would we give away?
We come and visit you and hang out with you for a weekend.
You have to house us?
Yeah.
Feed us? Yes. You have to bathe us?
Oh, yeah. Sponge baths.
Yeah, sponge baths.
You have to play basketball with us and let us win.
And buy me a scooter.
And buy him a scooter.
You have to buy me a scooter.
And we have to kiss a little. Just a little.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
A little smooch. Nothing crazy.
Or it could be like the Danimal sweepstake. With Zach could and
be
Cody.
That. Could be that. But what if the 1,000th subscriber is someone we know?
Well, then it'll be then I guess we'll do it with them.
We don't want that.
I don't want to
hang out with people I know.
Then you're kissing them.
I don't want to kiss somebody I know. That's disgusting.
Better than kissing your sister.
That's true.
That's something I never.
I kissed your sister in college. It's not fun.
You kissed my mom. What is that? Is that a quote?
Yes, it's a quote.
I famously do not have a sister.
Yeah, I know. You are just a lone wolf, one might say.
Yeah. I am an only child, and this has come up quite a few times where I've received a fair bit of criticism.
No. But it's a day of kind. It's a day of happiness and St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, today,
a saint. So yeah, I'm just letting you know that it's fine. That you're
it's fine today. It's okay. Thank
it's
you.
It's fine today.
So, fine. How about this? Other people have criticized me for this.
Okay.
And I think people, including Cassie, and you know, not my fault.
Right.
Not really my fault.
Not at all. No. That's why would people make fun of you for that?
In fact, they should be. They should be kind of grateful for me.
I
have a lot in common with some very powerful people.
You, yeah? Oh, like who?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was an only child.
You're right.
And I'm also an only child.
You are actually,
I'm just pointing out the similarities here.
What are the other similarities between you and Jesus?
Well, we both like vino. Both like wine.
Hate water.
We grew our hair out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to the homeless if they, you know, they come up to me.
Mm-hmm. Right. You have, he was nailed to a cross and you cross people up on the basketball court.
Hell yeah, I do, brother. Absolutely.
I hated that.
Yeah?
Didn't like it.
All right, well, we won't do it again then.
That's incredible. You are Jesus.
So that's what I'm saying. Everybody has so much hate against only children.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that our Lord and Savior was an only child?
Yeah, right.
And remember that...
Also not his choice.
Not his choice.
God's.
God's choice. And let's think about God for a second. Mm-hmm. God's an only child.
Is he a child?
I guess not. He's an only.
He's the only person that is a father but not a child.
What?
Or a mother. We don't know.
What?
Things to think about.
420 thoughts.
Remember? Different holiday. Different holiday.
Different holiday. Very also green.
Also but, green, but different. Yeah.
No, I just think it's important to remember the next time you try to criticize an only child,
mm-hmm.
they could be the second coming.
That's very fair.
And it's unlikely that you are the second coming because you have brothers and sisters. But it's more likely that I am the second coming.
You are. It must be you.
My aunts are going to hate this. They're not going to be happy. But
they're going to hate that you calling yourself Jesus?
I'm not saying I'm Jesus. I'm not
saying. No, of course. Of course
I would never
not.
Say that.
He would never say. But if anyone's going to be.
If somebody's. If the position's open, are we interviewing? Because I have my resume. I just. If you just take AI and, you know, generate what I just said into a cover letter.
Oh, my God. I need to put your face on Jesus. I need to put your face on
Jesus.
Do it. I want to, like, you know how, like, a lot of families have just, for some reason, a portrait of Jesus in their home?
Yeah.
Like, my grandma had one. It's just, like, it's just Jesus. Yeah, that's it. And he looks stunning.
My grandma's
this
had
this aura
plenty.
Behind him. Yes.
Yeah.
And I would love to just, like, replace it with a picture of, like, a photoshopped
But it's the same photo, but,
of
like,
Jesus.
My face
it's
on
your
it.
Face that I just photoshopped into Jesus.
Can I be sticking my tongue out, too?
Yes.
Like, a little bit? Just a little bit.
Just
though.
A little bit. Like, a
so
third kinda lip.
Kind of dumb.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
Man.
That's not great. It's not great. I mean, what did he walk 40 days and nights for if it wasn't for that?
Was that him?
I think so.
I think that was Moses.
Was it him? No.
Moses
40 days and 40 nights, that was
Egypt
Jesus.
Land.
Didn't he starve himself? He walked through the desert?
Let
no, Moses.
Go.
Moses led people out of Egypt.
Into the desert.
Yes. You know, parted the sea, the Red Sea.
And what is the Red Sea, by the way? I have no idea.
You don't know what the Red Sea is?
The Mediterranean?
No.
The Dead
no.
Sea?
Both very close, same area, but different. The Red Sea is right next to Egypt, in between Egypt and, I believe, Saudi Arabia.
He parted that? He went to Saudi Arabia?
Parted it. And,
is
yeah,
what you're
and then
saying?
They went up to Jerusalem, I think. I'm almost positive. I could be wrong. I don't know things.
Wow. That'd be a cool map, like a Lord of the Rings style map of Moses's journey.
You mean just a map of the globe that we live on?
No,
you
no,
can
like
find it easily.
In the style
just
of Lord
Google
of the Rings.
Earth and you'll find it.
I you
Egypt
know what?
Through the Red Sea.
No, but
you
I want
to
see like,
to
with
watch
the dots.
You need to watch the Ten Commandments.
Is that a movie?
Yes.
Who's it by?
It's on every Easter. It'll be on in like next weekend. We'll watch it.
We could.
It's actually not a bad movie.
Really? You like
it's
it?
It's actually pretty good.
It's about the Ten Commandments?
It's about Moses. It's
getting
about him
the
taking the people from Egypt.
Getting the tablet?
Yes, also that. Yes.
Have you
the
seen
burning it? Bush.
There's a really funny video about the Ten Commandments. Can I show you?
Sure.
I'm going to have to pull it up. Is it okay?
Yeah, go ahead. And then, but the while you're pulling that up, the Ten Commandments movie is like, I want to say it's really old, but it's nice because you know who's actually involved?
What?
Moses' brother.
Moses.
Nope. Aaron.
No way, really?
Bitch. Yeah, he don't get no love. And now he gets a little bit of love in this.
What does he do?
He's just the like it's so crazy because like you know how like they sent Moses along the river and he was like adopted by the Egyptians.
Oh my God, it's 4 hours?
It's a long fucker.
And it's from the 50s?
Yeah, baby. Who's the lead guy? What's his name?
Robert De Niro?
Nope, not De Niro. And I no.
Oh, I've seen the beginning of this. We watched this in Sunday school.
Sure, yeah. When he's part of the
it's little,
of the
little baby guy?
Yes, remember they send him up. So the mom sends him away but keeps Aaron. So Aaron's had a harder life, okay? And
he
then,
lost his brother.
Yeah, exactly. So
she sends him in a basket down the river because she hates him?
Yes.
Because she's scared?
Hates him to death.
Because she thought it'd be funny?
No, I don't. To be honest, don't know.
She thought it was funny. I like what if I sent my baby down the river?
she was passing him across to somebody else to just like play catch with the baby and it just went.
And then she went.
And then someone found it. Apparently it was never eaten by a crocodile, but.
Could have been. Are there crocodiles in the Nile? There must be.
I'm sure. They rhyme.
Crocodile in the Nile. Yeah,
it has to be.
Okay. Now get ready for this.
Okay. What am I ready for?
Let's see if I can even find it.
Okay, you haven't even looked. You haven't looked at anything. You said get ready, and there was nothing there. Why did you do this?
I thought we were.
You know who
cut.
Wouldn't stand for this? The second coming of Christ. Another reason why I believe that the second coming of Christ would be able to find that video right away. But yeah, Jesus was the guy that walked across 40 days, 40 nights. Okay, now 40 days and 40 nights is a long time.
Are we sure?
The nights
about this?
Adds a longer time.
All right, because it's not just days, it's also nights.
It's also nights. When you're like it's on vacation, do you count the vacation days by days or nights?
Days. No, oh, sorry, not nights. Always nights.
Okay, I was going to.
If I'm sleeping somewhere.
I was
going
to slap you silly.
I would have let you.
Yeah.
And I would have been very
it has
happy
to be
it.
Nights, right?
No, yeah, why? Like, I could be somewhere the next day for
yeah,
like
right.
until like 4 p.m. And I'm
yes.
like, I was only there X amount
Yeah,
of
that's
nights.
Not a, that. Yeah, no.
It doesn't count.
Because it counts as a day technically, but yeah. I don't trust that. I don't
well,
believe
travel
in that.
Days don't count.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So it's nights.
It's nights. It's definitely nights.
Like how many days were you there? I don't care.
I don't know.
How many nights were you there? Oh, wow.
Some people will do that to make it be like, mm-hmm. oh, I was on vacation for like
yeah.
10 days. Or they'll say,
But it's 8 nights.
5 days. You went there on Friday.
Yeah.
You got back on Monday.
Yeah.
That's a weekend, man.
That's just a weekend.
That's just a weekend.
That's a weekend. Because also a whole day, like, yeah, you're right. Travel days don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're traveling, I don't count the end of that travel day as part of the vacation.
No.
What kind of crazy person would do that?
That's a rest day.
It's a rest day.
Is this happening?
You're right.
Do you know people who do this? They'll talk about days?
I think so. I can't remember specific people, but I've heard people that are just like, oh, like this many days. I'm like, well, what does that equate to in nights?
Yeah.
Like,
what does
if
that really mean?
If someone's asking me to go to something, I'm asking how many nights? Because also, sleeping is way more important than during the day. If I'm on vacation, I'd like to sleep and also know when and how many times I'll be away from my own bed.
Yeah, it's. I think that's the important factor. It's
yes.
Like how many? When can I get back to my bed?
Right.
How soon?
Yeah. Like I need to be mentally prepared to not sleep in my bed.
It's not sleeping in your own bed can suck, but sometimes
yeah.
it's really nice. You ever go on vacation? You sleep in a bed and you're like, "This is better."
Yes, that's happened so a few better. Times. Not very often.
I love it. I love switching up beds, I'm going to be honest
yeah.
with you.
Well, also, you never had, like I said, only child, going back to the first part, you never had to share a bed on vacation. Whenever I went on vacation, I just had to share a bed. And then someone got the floor.
Well, that's not true.
And usually,
I have shared
we
a bed.
Made my sister take the floor.
Hell yeah, brother. Yeah. Take that.
Take that, Anna.
Take that, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? How about you so one other thing that I like about you worried about what I'm doing over here? I'm
very worried. Well, because right. you're kicking the interface.
Yeah. Yeah, she can take it.
Okay.
I know it's not mine, but she can take it.
Okay.
She's a good girl.
What were you gonna say?
I slept in beds with other people on vacation for sure.
Oh really?
Quite a lot.
Mommy and daddy?
No. Probably a little too far into my teens, but yeah, yeah. I've slept with mommy and daddy in the bed.
That's funny. That's so funny.
God, I hope I wasn't a teen. I must have been like, I remember being too old.
Yeah.
Sleeping in my, you ever sleep in your parents' bed?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Yeah, I don't remember how until when, but I know that I was they let me know that I was a bear. So,
a bear?
Like a really annoying kid.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, like, ugh, you were a bear. A bear, not B-E-A-R. A bear, B-A-R-E.
Oh, I thought they were calling you a gay man.
No.
That's good.
I don't think they would call a child a very large, hairy gay man.
That would be surprising.
It'd be a little strange.
But I used to sleep in the same bed as Cole.
Mm.
Can I tell you a secret?
Group Cole? What happened?
He wet the bed.
No.
I didn't know.
Oh, ew. You were in there?
Yeah, I never found out. My parents told me like last year. He was wet in the bed on vacation. He's in there right now. He's
awesome.
No clue.
He's in there right there. He's right there. He's locked into something else. That's hysterical. Another thing about him that I think is hysterical, he told us a story that his therapist has been trying to get him to listen to his music.
That's not good. You can't do that.
That's crazy. That's absurd. Immediate, like, revoke his, what do they have? What is their degree? Whatever it is, get rid of it.
Yeah.
If they're a doctor, no, they're not. Take it away from them.
If it's an associate's, well, we had, that probably explains this.
That makes a lot of sense. If they just went to community college. There he is.
Cole, what kind of music does your therapist make?
Some really annoying metal.
Prog metal? So he did listen to it.
He did.
It worked.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of conflicting feelings right now. I think you need to relax with some prog metal music. I know this great band.
This fantastic band. It's me. Ugh. Oh, your problems remind me of a song I wrote.
I wrote this song That's about you and all of
your issues. That's crazy, dude. That's unbelievable.
Do you think? I bet he writes songs about his patients.
For sure, dude. Yeah. Where else is he getting this inspo? It's perfect inspiration.
Is that moral? Is that morally right? Is that okay?
No, not at all. Very anti. It's probably the opposite of morally correct.
Mm-hmm. Finally, I have had toaster strudels once more.
Once more?
I have had them in the past.
Okay, but like not often.
No, not. We maybe bought them once.
Yeah. They were a treat.
They were a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Pop-Tarts are better.
Mm.
And I feel very confident in saying that. Go ahead. No, take your time to process that.
Okay.
Pop-Tarts are better than toaster strudels.
I feel very conflicted. I feel very conflicted because not only, because Pop-Tarts are a constant in our house. Like, it's like bread. It's like milk. It's there.
Eggs, bread.
Always.
Milk,
Pop-Tarts. They're just, for some reason, I don't think there's ever not been Pop-Tarts in like the pantry. It's always there all the time. Now.
You need that.
The thing with toaster strudel is that toaster strudel was the treat. It was a little treat that we would get maybe every like few months. My parents would maybe buy them if they were on sale because they are technically like higher in sugar count, I think.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Because it's just, I mean, they're just filled with jelly.
Yeah. And they're made of butter.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So I was always so hype when we'd get a toaster strudel. So I think the hype plays into the fact that I love them so much.
Mm.
Take all of that out of it. Let's talk diversity.
Ooh.
And flavor profile.
We're talking America right now.
Talking America. The amount of different flavors of Pop-Tarts that are good is higher than the amount of strudels that are good.
That exist.
True, that exist.
There's more good Pop-Tart flavors than there are strudel flavors.
Right, right.
Think about that.
Exactly, and I agree
with
you
there. That's a beautiful
thing. However, the strawberry toaster strudel with the icing on it could be the greatest breakfast food in the world. It is unbelievable.
It's very
I've never not been hyped for it to eat it.
It's very good. However, here's my thing. You get hyped for it. You get very excited.
Get so excited. I'm like, yes.
How frequently can you realistically have them?
Realistically, not very often, which is great because that would take the love away.
Pop-Tarts. How often would you have a Pop-Tart when you had them in the house?
Almost every morning.
And they stayed just about as good as they did the day
I got
before?
Real sick of them.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I had them every day. Never got sick of them.
I did get sick of them.
But here's the thing. I think you'd get sick of the toaster strudels a lot quicker.
I agree. Oh, I 100% agree.
A lot quicker. And on top of that, the amount of time it takes to make the toaster strudel.
True. I never heat up a Pop-Tart. If you're heating up a Pop-Tart, jail.
Go to jail.
No, go right to jail.
You're a psychopath?
I don't even want to hear the sound of the toaster pop up in the morning.
Oh, no, no, no.
If I smell brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart popping out of there, I'm kicking your ass.
He's coming up to you and he's grabbing your neck till your eyes pop out.
Yes,
correct. Want to talk about Pop-Tarts?
Yep.
You are the tart he's popping.
I'm popping your tart, baby. All day.
And he's excited. He's drooling about it.
I'm foaming at the mouth.
He's very,
I have rabies because of it.
He's very mad. He's very Paul
Giamatti.
Very mad,
scared of water.
To do it. He'll make him very excited, but you will die.
Right. Gotta have, gotta just eat
him. But that's the thing. That's the beauty of it. It's quick. It's on the go.
Right.
And
there's two per
and
pack.
You get two.
That's huge. That is huge.
I love that.
You are selling me a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's not just about the pure flavor. Mm-hmm. I think if you put both of them in front of me and I eat both of them, you know, probably the toaster strudel wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't make one. I probably wouldn't take the time. I mean, I don't think it takes that much time. You just pop it in the thing and then you spread the cum juice all over it.
Right.
But it doesn't, I don't know, the effort to flavor ratio isn't there for me.
That's
fair. As excited as I
something that makes me mad about toaster strudel. How about this? The icing packet, I never rip it right. And it's always fucked up.
Yep.
And it never comes out the way. I always want to do a little fun design. No. Never works.
You're squeezing too hard.
The commercials lie to you. They do not look how they look on the commercials.
No.
And that's a little upsetting.
Like a biological fluid.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's probably very appetizing to some people, but it's difficult for me sometimes.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. I think that the toaster strudel is like the burn bright, die young, right? Mm. Like it is an all-star. It is at the height every time because you don't have it all the time. Where right. Pop-Tarts have longevity. Yep. They have like years of success.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, if you're like, I need something that I know it's going to get me through this morning, you go with a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Strudel is like, I'm depressed and I need something to give me some sort of serotonin. Bang. I'm going with strudel.
I love that. That strudel is like a closer.
Right, yes.
And your Pop-Tarts, your everyday, your working class, man.
Yep.
Blue collar.
Pop-Tarts throwing, you know, 90 pitches a game.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Pop-Tarts coming in.
And they're like, oh, my God, so we got to take them out of the game.
Pop-Tarts throw plenty of perfect games.
They do.
Where you don't even need a closer.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's the thing about a perfect game. You don't need a closer.
Right.
But when you need a closer, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
What are you going to eat?
Toaster strudel. I will never not say Ghostbusters.
You're right for that.
Whenever, if someone says, who are you going to call? I will say Ghostbusters. I'm just hardwired that way. You haven't seen Ghostbusters, have you?
The original?
Yeah.
Of course I have.
Oh, I thought you said that you hadn't.
No, I need to rewatch it. It's my list of movies I haven't seen since I was a kid.
Right. You haven't seen Tommy Boy, and you thought you did.
I haven't seen Tommy Boy. I thought it happened.
I
saw a different movie with Farley and Spade.
Yeah, that was the one where there's like an election.
Yeah, that one was fine.
Yeah, that one's not that great comparatively to Tommy Boy.
In that one, there is a scene where this explains it, because I was explaining scenes from it, and you're like, that doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah,
like he falls down a cliff.
Yeah, I was
endlessly.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's very funny.
That is very funny.
Happens in a couple movies actually, but I like their version of it.
Good. I'm glad that you like their version of it.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
You know how Chris Farley was going to be Shrek?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? That's insane.
But which is wild. If you didn't know, they filmed all of Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
Or they recorded all of Shrek, all of the voice lines for Chris Farley, besides like, I think like 10% of it was left or something like that. And then he died.
Then he just died.
Then he died.
He was supposed to be Shrek. That's crazy.
I think it was from taxes or something. I don't know. And they replaced him with, of course, Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Who recorded the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then redid it with a Scottish accent.
Yep.
Because he's like, I think I should do it with a Scottish
accent.
Which is a genius move. I'm very happy that Chris Farley died.
Come on,
for that
dude.
Role. For
come
that role.
On, dude.
For that role, I think, come on. Would it be Shrek without Mike Myers? Would it be Shrek with Chris Farley?
We don't know. We don't know. It would have been different.
I know right here. I'm not a big Chris Farley fan. I think Mike Myers delivered.
He did deliver. I will say that.
And I've heard clips of Chris Farley.
I'm not going to say I'm glad he died.
For the cultural phenomenon of Shrek? Are you kidding, Aaron?
But think of
the legacy.
But look at what we got out of it. We got Shrek the musical.
That was a bad thing.
And Shrek the Third.
But we also got Shrek 2.
We got Shrek 2, which
is very
huge.
Good. Shrek 2 is fantastic.
in my opinion, better than Shrek 1.
And I think it's a fair point. And it's a valid. It's, I don't agree necessarily, but I watched Shrek so many times. I don't think any movie could.
That's
could
fair.
I'm sorry. The cultural phenomenon of Shrek, I think, has it itself will outlast Chris Farley.
Yeah, I agree.
Would Chris Farley have also lasted as long had he played Shrek? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think for the benefit of mankind, Chris Farley's death was a good thing and God did it on purpose.
Come on.
For Shrek. For
That's
Shrek.
That's crazy.
I think he did it. God.
That's crazy.
It's God's plan. God has a reason for everything. And there's a reason Mike Myers had to take over.
That's why he took him out?
Yeah.
Is it the same reason why Boeing's taking out their whistleblowers?
What's going on? So I have no idea. I've heard
Boeing
planes are bad.
I saw a phrase the other day. It says, "If it's Boeing, we're not going." And I'm in
That's
on
great.
That because
I love it.
I've seen too many videos of like emergency landings, doors flying off mid-flight, fuel tanks leaking, like planes basically on fire. Land. It's crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And someone blew a whistle that they cut, like, safety testing. And so then, like, 2 days ago, that whistleblower found dead.
No. Oh, come on.
Yep.
Come on.
They got him.
You're a plane company.
They got him. We don't know what happened. We don't know if it was murder or maybe if it was, like, he was kind of, like, just terrified kind of thing. So he might have offed himself. But...
Over
wild.
A plane company?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry. It sounds like they want to kill people.
Yes.
And then this guy threw them in, so they just
are they just
people.
Like saving money with because of like not doing test things? Like that doesn't make any sense.
I'm sure they're saving a lot of money. However, I cannot imagine this is anything besides an evil genius like CEO.
Yes. Yeah.
Perhaps a shogun behind
Perhaps.
The scenes
yes.
controlling everybody like a puppeteer. Who wants right. to kill people? I think there's an evil plot behind this,
yep.
and I think it's time we uncover it.
I agree. You know, you know what they need.
What's that?
Aaron Fern, CIA agent.
Yeah, sure. What is that?
Remember we were talking about the CIA and how I'm going to be a part of it.
Well, Aaron.
Yeah.
You can't just go telling people you're in the CIA.
I just told everyone.
It's too late.
I made a Facebook post.
Guys, I'm going to be in the CIA.
What's this Facebook post about you getting this job? Oh, I just wanted to let, you know, my family members know.
I'd let everybody know.
I'd be like any Italian getting that job. They'd be like, hey, all my cousins, I got the fucking job at the CIA.
At the fucking CIA. I'm going to be a secret agent.
You guys aren't
me,
gonna see,
Luciano.
You're never
Pavani.
Gonna see me again. I'm gonna be out. I'm gonna be living the dream, catching bad guys. You guys are gonna be stuck here.
I'm gonna change my name. I was thinking Connor. What do you think? He's talking about his new secret.
Yeah,
on
I'm gonna
Facebook.
Be Connor O'Doul. What do you think?
Yeah, comment down below if you like the name
if
Connor.
If you like that
O'Doul.
And not, I don't want to hear from you, Aunt Marge. Get out of here. I know what you said about me last Christmas party. It gets really personal. Yeah. He's like, now that I'm going to be leaving, I have a lot of things I got to say about you guys.
Mudge, I'm legally Use allowed guys. To kill people, and I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
They've given me 10 guns. I have 10 people on my list. One gun per person.
I did not get addicted to the opiates they gave me for my wisdom teeth. I swear to God, it did not happen. Fuck you, Aunt Mudge. Good fuck off.
I didn't even let them take them out. I still have them. Joke's on you. I was just out for the count.
I
just wanted the Novocaine. That's all I wanted was the Novocaine.
I was playing a lot of video games at that time, actually.
Just
you guys
video
ever played Super
cocaine,
Mario 3? It's very good.
It is very good. Love that.
No likes on that post.
No, I know.
There'd be no likes on that comment.
No, but
Secret Agent.
Someone's got to figure this out. Not that I travel on flights ever. I'm rarely flying.
You're a driver.
I'm a let's hang out in the airport, but not get on the flight.
Oh, I love that.
You know what'd be awesome? Just go hang out at the airport. But you can't do that.
I
That's
would.
What sucks.
I would if they didn't 9/11 the place.
Yes, that'd be bad.
You know,
that'd
be, you used to be able bad. To do that. You used to be able to just
you just go hang
airport.
Out. Yeah, go hang out.
They only check your ticket.
The smoking lounge.
Wow, but we could go to a smoking lounge at the airport?
I don't even know if they have them anymore. I think they don't.
They don't, but they do have dog bathrooms. Have you seen that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like you a little patch of like fake grass.
Yeah.
And a fucking fire hydrant, like a bright red fire hydrant.
That's awesome.
And I love that because that's one of those things that is not for the dog.
No, not
the at
all.
The dog has no clue. That's for you and me.
Yeah.
To go.
That's for me to go.
dog shits there.
That's not for me. Do you think it? Could we be the first human to shit there?
What do you think they
walk to... by? Someone's just peeing on the fire hydrant.
How you doing?
Hey, hey, you guys got toilet paper back there? Some leaves, maybe. There's no trees in this little plot of grass.
I'll just do the old pull and rub on the grass.
Yeah,
that's where you sit down and you push forward with your legs, and you let the grass come in between your buttocks, wipe you out.
You go down on one of them things. That's what happens. They push it through, and then you let it slide back. It's when you walk in the walking escalator, but for wiping your butt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, sounds like my invention. Remember that invention I had? That was the continuous roll of toilet paper.
Which is fantastic. Great idea. I still love that idea. But you'd be just sitting there being like, hey, it didn't have enough soil. As people walk by, it would be some asshole who like is trying to talk to people on the flight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the one taking a shit in the little plot for the dogs.
Hey, are those Birkenstocks? Come over here. I want to ask you something.
I know my cock's out, but come over here real quick.
Could you hold my paper for me while I wipe?
Just do this. I'm going to put the roll in there. You hold it like this.
Hold on, I gotta turn it around.
If drops, the cat gets over, I'm not paying you.
Okay, I'm not gonna pay you.
I'm not gonna pay you.
I'm actually just not gonna pay you.
That's so funny. I didn't know they had those.
Yeah.
But they gotta figure out this Boeing thing. Not great. Not great.
That's where I'd be spending my time if I had a Boeing plane booked right now.
Yeah.
We're getting banned.
Forever by the government.
Yep. Yeah, they had enough of us and
we are China.
The TikTok is getting banned.
Yes.
Maybe.
We don't know. I mean, I don't think it will happen, to be honest, but who knows? This seems to be the most like bipartisan thing that's ever happened ever.
Yeah. Well, everybody voted yes to ban it?
I'd say, I think it was like, everybody? What, like 70%?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The House.
When does that ever happen?
House of Representatives. Aaron in the House.
Aaron in the House. Woo-hoo.
Check it out.
Go watch that episode. I just don't know why they won't sell.
Why would they sell?
Because is like, am I crazy to think that the U.S. is the biggest like user of TikTok?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's got to be a huge part of it.
But like,
that's where all the like TikTok stars are.
But the amount of money they would lose over time by selling. Like, have you seen the TikTok Fair. CEO? He's not
no,
an old guy.
No,
he's
oh,
pretty
really?
Young.
He's pretty young.
Like,
he's probably a smart dude.
Yeah, yeah. They put him on trial. I think I saw some trial clip. Mm-hmm. He has so many years left of like making shitloads of money from TikTok.
Really?
I can see why he wouldn't want to sell.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I just like, I, part of me kind of hopes it happens. That'd be kind of nice.
I want it banned so bad just for my own
like,
personal
It's like someone takes
selfish
it away
reasons.
From me. Right.
Like, I don't want it anymore. It's like if somebody banned, like, I don't know if I was addicted to some drug, I'd be like, ban it. Take it away.
Right.
Well, I guess there's ways to get the drug, but like at least TikTok, I would like if I can't download it on my phone, you know, like take it away.
Yeah, I'm okay with people taking it away.
It's so addictive.
It really is.
I think it's bad for you.
It's become like part of like a routine daily for me. It's like, oh, I gotta go on TikTok. Why? Why do I have to do?
You're trying to fill some void.
I know.
And I'm here.
Thank you.
I'm 10 steps away from your room.
You're right.
I could fill that void for you.
You're right.
I could do really bad content for you.
You could, yeah, and you do.
Ready?
And I appreciate
Are you ready? I could do one right ahead. Now. Here are the top three things you're doing wrong if you're applying for jobs. Number one, you don't make your resume and give it to them. Number two, you're not making a cover letter and you're not putting Dear Hiring Manager's name on it. Number three, the AI is filtering your resumes, so you got to put in little secret words on it to make it not get filtered.
Yeah,
and that's your TikTok.
And that's a TikTok.
I see. I always watch those, and I think like, how
I hate those. I hate them. They make me really mad.
They make
because they get like millions of views.
Yeah.
And it's just like, here's, it's basically like doing, here's how you're making chocolate milk wrong. You're putting the chocolate outside the glass.
Yeah.
Put the chocolate in the glass of milk. What are we doing? It's, this is just like common sense things.
And everybody acts like they're the smartest fucking person in the earth. They all look like they have a stick up their ass.
I know. Like, at least, you know what? You know,
hi. Isn't this the best day ever? Here's the top 10 things you're not doing to be as happy as me. You could be like me. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great if you're like me?
Oh, my God. It's so,
that's what they
that's
do.
That's spot that's, on.
I
they
feel
look
like,
crazy.
They look insane.
They look coked out.
They look insane. If somebody came up to me like that in real life,
yeah.
I would be very scared.
I'd be like, nervous. You're going to kill me.
You're about to like some. So anyway, so just girly stuff. So we're just hanging out here. We're having a great, like the viral hooks.
Yeah.
Get away from me with your viral hooks. I'm done with them.
I don't want a virus from your hook.
Well, that is what happens in your head and your eyes pop out and you're pop-tarting.
Wow. I hate those people. It's like Gary Vee. Gary Vee's like the opposite where he's like mean, but he's like that.
Yeah.
He's
like, he does the same thing.
He's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Just every day, wake up and picture that your parents have died and that'll make you happy because they're not dead. What, dude? What are you talking about? He's a crazy person.
He is insane. He's an insane
person.
He
is a crazy person. And you know what? At least, you know, we're just like doing satire stuff.
Yeah.
We're not being like, hey, I'm going to exploit your dumbness. Like, we're like, we're dumb.
Yeah, we're the dumb.
Here we are.
We're the dumb. We're hoping that you look at us and you see like the worst part of yourself and you can laugh at it.
Yes, correct. You're like, oh my God, I'm also always thinking about the weirdest things possible.
Yeah. And it makes me think, is there a way to do viral hooks for comedy?
I don't know.
Here's why. Pop-Tarts are better than toaster strudels. Number one reason, you can have them every day.
Yeah. You should do one as an experiment.
Oh my God, you think?
Yeah, I would love to see what happens.
Ugh, it's gonna make me throw up.
Yeah, it's talk about cringe. That'll be like a cringe like next level for you. Like it's like it's like a boss, a cringe boss in a video game.
And it's one people will actually understand.
Yeah, right.
Because I remember I made one that was like, I fucking love it when my mommy makes me peanut butter and jelly. Oh. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's so fucking good. I was eating one. I did it. Remember, have you seen
that makes
one?
Me so uncomfortable. Yeah,
nobody
just even
that was
hearing
funny.
You do that right now makes me so uncomfortable. Nobody? It's not funny.
All right. I think it's very funny.
I love you. It's not. I don't think so.
I think it's very
it's
funny.
Terrifying.
See, that's
it makes me want to crawl inside myself.
Yeah, that's funny.
No, dude. You also, you know, I don't like to be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that's not funny to me.
It's funny to me when you're uncomfortable.
I know you love it. That's the difference.
So maybe that's what I'm doing. Maybe I just can't see all the people. Like, it's funny to me because I know it's going to make people uncomfortable.
Yeah, maybe. Who's to say, really?
All right, so maybe I should do more parody, more satire.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you should.
Top three reasons.
But, I mean, you only have a few more months until they ban it, so
get on that shit.
Get on that shit immediately.
I could do YouTube or
they could do
Instagram
YouTube,
Reels
yeah,
or
YouTube,
yeah. Whatever replaces TikTok, because you know they're gonna come out with like 6 million apps to try to replace TikTok.
Maybe people
none
like,
of them are gonna be any good.
Yeah, maybe people will go to the movies more.
Maybe they'll bring Vine back.
Maybe. Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be a win. That'd be a huge win.
Vine's like, that'd be awesome. Do you think they'd change though?
Yeah. No, they'd fuck it up.
Yeah. Something would happen.
Videos don't have to be 7 seconds anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they just keep increasing like TikTok did, where it's like, all right, now it can be like a minute. Now it can be 5. Now it can be 10.
Now it can be like an hour.
It's like, all right, well, what are we doing here? If my videos can be 10 minutes, just put them on YouTube.
Yeah, literally.
What are we doing?
This is supposed to be short-form content.
Right, right.
Does that just do it again? Does that make you uncomfortable?
It's what's happening.
I wish there was something I could do with that skill. There just isn't. Like I really
there's nothing
wish
to
I...
do. There's nothing that can be done except for really uncomfortable videos. And that's it.
It's just a useless skill. It's just making people uncomfortable.
Yep.
And I don't even know. See, sometimes I think about it. I'm like, is it really a skill? Because anyone could do it.
I don't think anyone could do it. I do think it's a skill because I can't. I can't, like...
You can't bring yourself to do it.
No, I can't do it.
But do you think you could come up with the thing that would make somebody uncomfortable?
I could write something. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. Are you just sleep? Are you sleeping? Or you can't breathe? Are you having a stroke? Give me your tongue.
My name's John Applesbottom. I have the boots with the fur. Here, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
In the song...
Are you high?
You think I'm acting high?
No, I don't know what you're acting like. There's multiple types of high. I don't know which one it could be.
No.
It's a melatonin high.
It's a melatonin. Dude,
I took a melatonin, now I'm trying to stay awake. Dude, don't people do that with Benadryl?
Yeah, people, and then they see spiders a lot of the time. It's a crazy good thing. I saw some TikTok that was like, yeah, I took too much Benadryl. Don't act all full of spiders about it.
Ew. Also weird.
I thought that was funny.
God.
Maybe I just did a bad thing.
We're just the opposite, I think. Sometimes when you make people uncomfortable, it's funny, but it's...
Has to not be you.
But when you do it, you don't realize why I'm laughing. It's because I have to run away and I'm like hiding and I'm laughing because I'm like, I'm so uncomfortable that I have to laugh right now.
You're not, it's not actually funny.
Not what you're doing. Although sometimes what you say is funny. But like the act of going up and making someone uncomfortable to me is not funny.
So then what's making you laugh?
Some of the things you say, like the one time when you went up, when I, you know, dared you to go up to somebody and ask for a slice of their pizza, the way you said it was hysterical. But the actual act of doing it, I don't think is funny.
Interesting. Interesting.
Like, I think just any video of like somebody going up to someone and like making them uncomfortable, I think it's not funny. But it could be funny if they do it right.
Yeah. The more I think about it, the more it feels like morally wrong to do.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like just bothering somebody.
Yeah. It's like all the people in Washington Square Park.
Yeah. But then at the same time, I'm like, why not?
Yeah. True.
I don't know.
Fair. It's clearly a... There's the Impractical Jokers. It's clearly a...
It's totally a thing. I love it. It's for a long time, it was my favorite like form of comedy.
Yeah.
Bothering strangers.
Wow.
And I'm like, that sounds wrong like when I say it out loud. But...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think it's wrong?
No, I don't think it's wrong, but it sounds wrong.
It sounds very wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I think.
There are sometimes I wish I was in one of those videos, though. Because the thing is, you do it to me just for your own personal enjoyment. But if I was to do it for views... That'd be way better.
You would do it for views?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's much better. If like I'm being made, like if you like Impractical Joked me.
Do you want to do, we could go to a mall. Only old people go to malls. We could go somewhere and Impractical Joke somebody.
No, I want to be joked.
You want to be joked on?
Yes.
Well, you would know what's happening.
No, because I've always, that's on you. You got to figure out a way to get me.
Okay.
That's so, another boss.
I'll play out this fantasy for you.
No.
If that's what you want.
You just said you want to make stuff like that.
Yeah, but if it's
you. You want to make really uncomfortable stuff.
But if it's you, like.
Yeah, but that's, you would have to then try to outwit me so that I don't know that it's happening.
You don't think you'd know?
Like it would have to be something like, I don't know. Also, like, what if you're with me? And you like hire somebody to do something really uncomfortable to us. Like, and I'm just, it could be like months from now. And I'm like, why would I think first off that if we're in public that like somebody's messing with us?
That's a great idea.
Like my first like instinct is not to think that something is being filmed.
So I could do like a messing with Lubert style video, but messing with Aaron.
I guess so. I don't know what messing with Lubert is.
You don't?
No.
That's really good for me.
All right. Well, I'm not going to look it up. Because I don't want to know.
It's from iCarly.
Well, there it is. there it is.
But I'll leave it at that.
That's so funny.
What were we talking about? How did we get on this?
I have no idea. I think we were talking about TikTok.
Ban. I'm just cringy on TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to parody some of those other people, though.
Okay.
And I'll do that for you. You should. Maybe I'll do one tomorrow.
Okay.
Once again, I have come up with a genius horror movie idea.
No, not another horror film. God, these are always the worst. The worst pitch ever was a horror film.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Which one was the worst?
The Cat.
The Cat was pretty
the
bad.
The Cat Who Fucks the Kid. That's the worst horror film you've come up with.
God, that's so funny. What if your cat like moaned when you pet it? That's so funny.
Just a cat. That's yeah. terrible.
That's so funny.
But you wanted it as a horror film.
Yeah.
Or well, like a dark comedy.
Well, that's the only way I can like pitch like my crazy ideas. That's true. Is presenting them as horror. All that's of a sudden, true. It's okay.
Right.
Yeah. Have, like, be wild.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, God. I'm nervous. What is this one?
So this one's called Grandma's Cookies.
Oh, no. I'm already upset. What could this possibly be?
So, Q, our protagonist. Mm-hmm. It's a boy, a man. Let's say he's like 18. He's just out of high school,
right?
And he was always like pretty. He was not very close with his parents,
right?
And he loved visiting grandma.
Yeah,
but he hasn't seen her in a while because he got a little bit older, and you know things are different now. Maybe like in the last scene, you see him and his girlfriend break up because she's going to college and he's not.
Yeah, of course he's staying. He's doing trade school.
No, he's. We don't know what he's doing. We actually we don't explain that.
Okay, cool.
But it could let's assume
unanswered question and not even doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're skipping right over that.
Got it.
Because with that kind of movie, and his parents knocking on his door.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "What? What is it?" And they're like, "Son, it's about grandma." He's like. What happened to grandma? What happened to grandma? They're like, well, nothing yet, but she's pretty sick. We thought you might want to know. He's like, well, how long does she have? Doctors don't know. Could be months, could be a couple years. And he goes, all right. Do you think I could go visit her? Would you guys drop me off this weekend? They go, yeah, sure, that's fine.
Oh, God.
That's fine. And he shows up to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy. He shows up to the house, and he looks around, and everything's pretty disheveled. She's mm-hmm. been taking care of her garden.
Yep.
Honestly, it doesn't look like she's washed her windows in a while.
Okay.
He knows how much she used to love washing her windows. We're gonna make a point of making that something
right.
we say.
Okay. Yeah.
And that doesn't come back.
Right.
We just make a point of saying she usually washes her windows.
Right.
Just feels weird.
Yeah.
It's because it's a bad movie.
Okay. It's low budget.
It's low budget.
Yeah.
And then he knocks on the door and you know, grandma comes and opens the door for him.
Yeah.
And she asks him, she's like, oh, do you want to come in? He's like, yeah, of course. And he sits down at the kitchen table and there's a pile of cookies there.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, grandma, you made cookies? You knew I was coming? She's like, yes, of course. I knew you were coming. Should I do the voice?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Yes, of course. I knew you were coming. I love you so much. His name's Kyle.
Oh.
I love you, Kyle. You're the sweetest thing that ever happened in my horrible life. I love you. And so he's like, oh, I love you, Grandma. And he starts eating the cookies.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, these are so good. She's like, really, you like them?
Mm.
He's like, yeah, I love them. She's like, really?
Oh, no.
He's like, yeah, I love them, Grandma. And she's like, good. I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you to that.
What?
She's like, good, dude. I'm almost out. You want to make more? She's like, yes, I'd love to make more.
Oh God.
So she starts making more cookies.
I'm getting scared.
Things are a little off settling.
Yeah.
Things are weird.
Yeah, for sure.
And then it keeps cutting to him and he's eyeing the cookies and he asks her to make this batch because he's like, I want to see how she's making it.
You know? Yeah. Right.
He's nervous.
Yeah.
And, he watches her and everything seems normal,
mm-hmm.
but he's suspicious. We all are. And she puts him in the oven, eats the whole next batch. This man is gormandizing. Word of the week.
Okay.
And he's just eating at will. And he's like, oh, that was really good. She's like, he's like, I'm going to stay all weekend. Is that okay? She says, yes. He's like, oh, man, I got to, you know what? Actually, I have to go to the bathroom. And she's like, why? He's like, I just ate a lot of cookies. I got to go to the bathroom, Grandma.
Okay.
And he says it just like that. Gotta go to the bathroom, Grandma.
he's a classic tween.
He's a tween. And she's like, okay. And he sits down. He needs to shit.
Yeah.
And he shits. And then he hears bang, bang, bang on the door. He goes, Grandma? Bang, bang, bang on the door. Grandma? She's like, then he just hears very, very softly, I thought you said you liked them.
What is going on?
And he says, what?
I thought you said you liked the cookies.
He's like, I love the cookies. She's like,
no, come on. Come on. Come on.
Then what are you doing?
I'm pooping.
And
then, and then like the lights start flickering.
Yeah. She doesn't want him to.
Yeah. So the point, like the idea is that she's like, she thinks he doesn't like them because he's shitting them out.
And that's the whole movie is like her trying to feed him cookies.
Hold on. It keeps happening. And then she's like, do you actually like them? And he's like, yeah, I love them. Do you actually like them? She's like, are you going to prove it to me this time?
Who is he trapped? Does she trap him?
Yeah, he can't leave.
Oh,
yeah, she does trap. He locks the door.
He doesn't know how to unlock a door.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Okay.
Because he's dumb. He doesn't know how to unlock a door.
And then he goes to the bathroom again. Mm-hmm. And he's shitting. He's like, well, no, he's holding in his shit as long as he can. Yeah. Because he's like, and he's like, hey, Grandma, I'm going to go just wash my hands because I love your cookies so much and I don't want to get any dirt on them. She's like, okay. And he's shitting.
Oh.
And he's shitting.
Yes.
And he's shitting.
Okay.
So much.
All right.
And he hears it again.
Oh, no. He's just.
I see how it is. You want to come into my house and lie to me? Tell me one more time. Do you like my cookies?
This grandma accent is crazy. Do you like my cookies?
Yes.
Then your fate is sealed.
What does that mean?
And he's like, okay, so I'm okay? He's like, yeah, you're fine. The next morning he wakes up. And he's like, he has to fart. He's in bed. And he's just gonna, it's like, she can't get mad at that.
Mm-hmm. Moving up.
And he pushes. He can't.
No. Come on.
And he can't. And he goes, what? And he pushes again and he can't. And he goes, rips off his pants and he does one of these. He does he's looking in the mirror. And he's like, she sewed his asshole shut.
No!
In the middle of the night. And he goes, Grandma?
Yes.
Are you making cookies?
Yes.
And he's like searching for a way out of it. He's trying to get out of the house. He can't get out of the house.
He can't get out.
It's all locked up.
Yeah.
And then he like punches a hole through a hole through the window and he's trying to get out. And then she comes and galloping. She grabs him. And then he knocks out. He gets knocked out. Mm-hmm. And then he wakes up again in the bed and he's tied down.
Yeah.
He's tied down.
She keeps feeding him cookies over and over again.
She keeps feeding him. And she keeps feeding him.
This is like isn't this kind of like Hansel and Gretel?
I don't know.
Who's the people that went into the candy the candy house?
Yeah, I think that's Hansel and Gretel.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. But they get eaten.
Yeah, but who's the people that go in and get super fat?
Well, that might be them too. I think that she fattens them up and then she eats them.
Oh, that's right.
This grandma's just psychotic.
Oh, she's not gonna eat him?
No.
Oh, she's just gonna kill him.
By feeding him her cookies.
Yes.
And sewing his asshole shut.
Oh my god. You're right. This is a horror film.
This is a horror
film. And I hate it. This is very disturbing. This is like, who's it going to be? Is it Judy Dench and Timothy Chalamet?
I was going to say Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, it has to be Chalamet.
I was thinking, who's not Martha Stewart, but...
yeah, Martha Stewart.
Yeah, just bring Martha Stewart.
It's cooking.
Oh, and his dad's Snoop Dogg. Just cuz. Like he knocks on the door. Grandma's not okay. I'm not gonna try.
That's so funny. Wow. Yeah, that's a bad movie.
It is a bad movie. No, it is a bad movie. The screenplay is fantastic, though.
Fantastic.
It's gonna win an award for screenplay.
It's gonna win best screenplay.
But the movie's really bad.
Best original screenplay.
You like my cookies?
I'm not gonna eat cookies now.
God, I want them so bad.
I know you do. You want grandma's cookies.
God, I want grandma to do that to me. Sounds hot. Come on, grandma.
Jesus Christ, that's so bad.
So that's my movie. Would you buy it?
Nope.
you wouldn't produce, you're not going to green light this one?
No, but I feel like a lot of people would.
You think so?
Yeah, people from the Buffalo film scene.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
would.
And Armand Petrie would score it.
He'd
for sure.
love it. Oh my God, he'd be so in. He'd be so happy about that. What a freak. Well, I'm sorry that you had to come up with that in your own brain.
I was very excited about that. I was very happy with myself.
Good, good. I'm glad you were.
Can I tell you a little fact?
Yeah.
Since you mentioned Armand?
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a man who owned Arm & Hammer whose name was Armand Hammer
for oh.
decades?
I didn't know that.
The owner of Arm & Hammer was named Armand Hammer. And you would think that's where the name comes from.
Yeah.
But Arm & Hammer was already like a company. And the guy got so sick and tired of people asking him if it's named after him that he bought the company.
Really?
Yeah. Just some rich asshole is like, fuck, I'm just going to buy it.
That's so
I'm sick and tired of having to say no. But yes, it's named after me.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's a fantastic.
That's a fun.
I mean, that's kind of like fate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you believe that?
I did believe it. Are you lying to me?
No, I'm not lying.
Okay.
But I was thinking, I'm like, that is so like, normally I don't get away with my lies for facts. And that's a crazy one.
That's just so crazy. I had to believe.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I don't think you can. You could write that.
I could write that.
You could write
I could write that.
Anyway, that's all that we got for today.
You're welcome.
Good luck sleeping tonight after listening to that. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope everybody got drunk on some Guinness.
You know I'm gonna.
Yes, sir. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.